This is the October 15th meeting of the PND Governance Committee. Arpoor, would you take the roll?
Okay, Nia Bediako.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Christopher Condon.
Here.
Brian Edwards Teekert. Sharon of Luck. Vodra Kilgour. Luzette King.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Sean Casey O'Brien. George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala. Ted Weisgel.
Here.
Okay, that's seven. That's a quorum.
Okay. My apologies. My email is completely bollocksed. I lost essentially all of the old emails. I don't have any agenda items other than the one I sent out just a little while back or on PacGov.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, oh, good. There's. I think we'll just take agenda items first. I'll do a report. There are some questions came up from the last meeting, and I'll say a little bit about what happened at the PMB meeting. I can say that easily say what can happen at the PM meeting as far as governance was concerned. We didn't consider anything, so nothing happened. The one agenda item I had to do with the question of what to do with an LSB which won't follow the directives of the PNB, either with respect to policy or some particular direct instruction. The policy basically says the directors on the PNB will be given a hearing to explain, defend, whatever, what's happening with their LSB, and if the rest of the PNB by majority vote decides that in fact they are refusing to do what's been asked for, the directors can be suspended from voting until such time as the issue's cleared up. That is to say, the LSB comes back into compliance with what the PNB wants it to do. So I want to put that on the agenda as item one. It's obviously controversial. I think it's obviously important, but as we get other items as well, we can decide on the sequence that we want to do them.
I have an agenda item, George.
Okay, what is that? Yeah.
A discussion on the LSBs who flagrantly violate the bylaws. That's all that comes to mind now. Then maybe along the way I'll think of a motion. So I'll formulate a motion.
Ted, George, this is Chris Condon.
Yes.
I've had a motion on setting policy on waivers on the agenda for month after month.
Can you send it again, or can we dig it up on PacGov? As I say, I don't have any of my old emails. I couldn't put together an agenda.
I'll see what I can find. I'll forward it to you, and you send it around to everybody else.
I can do that, yes.
Okay.
I can do that.
Chris, when did you send it out? Because I have the emails here. I can look it up.
Months ago. I can't really tell you.
All right, so it would be from you, so I can go. What was the topic of it?
Proposed waiver rules.
Proposed waiver rules. Okay.
Yeah, I have it here. George, where should I send this now?
Send it to PacGov.
Okay, I got it, and it's from July 20th.
Okay. Luzette, you had an item?
Yes.
Hold on a second. George, excuse me, Luzette, before we move on. I can only be with you for another half an hour because I have a APFA governance meeting to chair at 7 at the station, and I have to prepare and get to it.
Okay.
So Any chance that we could quickly make this
way? Yeah, we'll discuss the order as soon as we get the list. And I acknowledge that that's been on for a long time. Lizette, you had another one?
No, not another one. I just want to make sure that Nia's item is on the agenda because I, too, would like it there, and I'm sure a lot of other things would come out.
Is there anything else for the agenda tonight? Okay, hearing none, then, we have three items. One is mine, which is what to do about LSBs that won't follow directives from the PNB. One is Nia's, what to do about LSBs that violate the bylaws. And one is Chris' proposed waiver rules. Chris has requested that we move that up to the beginning. Is there any objection to doing that and giving it, say, 20 minutes? Is that enough time, Chris?
Sure.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll put that one first. Can I leave the others as they are with the... I would like to have the one I proposed next. We need some clarification from the committee. I would like to see it acted on or at least brought before the PNB with a recommendation from the committee by this coming meeting. So if that's all right, we'll have, let's say, 20 minutes for that also and 20 minutes for Nia's motion about LSBs that violate the bylaws. And that'll be the agenda. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Chris, let me pull up your does everyone have Chris's motion on proposed waiver rules in their email inbox?
I don't. I just sent it to PacGov, and I received it already because I'm on the list.
Right.
George, I guess I'm not on the PacGov list. I'm looking at my computer right now, and I don't have any emails from PacGov.
Let me follow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it.
Who's speaking?
That was Ted.
Who's speaking?
Is that Otis? I think that.
Who is that? Okay. So let's see. Okay. So. There's a couple of sections quoting the bylaws, and then there's some proposed rules. Would you read out the proposed rules so that people listening can get a sense of what we're doing, Chris?
Yes. The proposed rules are, just to give a little background, are to give effect to two extant bylaws, which are in the preface to the motion. I won't read those. But the proposed rules are, number one, all requests for waivers of membership requirements must be received by the office of the general manager of the particular station or designee, i.e. front desk, of the station on or before 45 days prior to the close of the general voter rolls by the election supervisor of the relevant election. This is to give time for the LSBs to vet the waiver requests in its normal course of business prior to the deadline as required by Section 4 above. Number two, requests for waivers are requests for voting rights in the Pacifica Foundation. Accordingly, such requests must be made by the person making the request and not by any third party or proxy, as required by Section 11 above. These requests may be made by mail, fax, courier service, or by hand. The request for waiver forms shall be available at the stations and for download at station websites. Number three, LSB members may assist in and facilitate individual waivers requests and vouch for requests personally known to them submitted to the stations on a timely basis, but may not directly bring waivers to the LSB for approval, nor organize bulk waivers.
Okay, any...
point of
any
information?
Yes?
Just for... so that the secretary knows what to do here. It starts out, policy on waivers, and it quotes the bylaws. Do you want to just... you want that in the motion, or do you want just to start where it says proposed rules?
Just proposed rules.
Okay.
The preamble is just information.
Okay.
Any comments on the motion? Anyone want to speak to it?
May I motivate it?
Yeah, good.
It's clearly the policy of the Pacifica Foundation to permit waivers as the process is outlined in the bylaws, but at KPFK, this policy has been abused by individuals bringing in piles of waivers and same people bringing in bunches of waivers, and they are completely unvetted by the LSB in the sense that the whole question of proxies is not considered, and they're all dumped on the LSBs days before the deadline, and we're expected to vet them all, and it turns into a bloody crisis each time. And so waivers are one thing, but ballot box stuffing is another, and that's what it's turned into. Not entirely. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of legitimate waivers, but there are lots of them that are ballot box stuffing. And these rules, I think, will regularize the process without defeating the intent of waivers by requiring, one, the 45 days submission prior, and requiring that they be submitted to the station and not the LSB. The station then turns them over to the LSB for vetting. But what we have here at KPFK is people coming into the LSB, dumping piles of waivers on the table and demanding that they be approved. And then nobody's got the time for it. We've got to call special meetings, call a special meeting, and it didn't meet quorum. And it's just this piling on of this at the very last minute, creating a crisis for the election supervisor who doesn't know what to do, doesn't know how to deal with it. And you have people bringing waivers directly into the membership department, demanding that they be entered directly.
Okay, I got it. That's clear enough, Chris.
Okay.
I think we got the picture.
All right.
Is there any objection to this motion?
I have a question.
This is
Nia. Paul, then Nia.
Okay. Enforceability. I agree that, you know, the way some folks' concept of how waivers should work is not so hot. And one of the things, though, is that it says in number 3 that LSB members may not organize bulk waivers. How do you propose to stop somebody from doing that?
That would occur in the vetting process when the station has turned the waivers over to the LSBs for vetting.
Okay.
And, you know, how do you define it? I don't know. It's like a lot of things. You know it when you see it.
Well, do you want to amend that to eliminate that, R. Paul, or do you want to...
No, I agree with, I don't have a problem with it per se. I'm just wondering how it would be enforced.
Well, like the same way anything else is enforced. You know, you set the rules, and if people break them, then it's a political issue.
Okay.
You're going to have big arguments over.
Maybe we'll deal with it in the motion that that George is bringing forward.
Point of information, and I think the answer was clear to the extent that it can be. Ted, go ahead.
Can I hear the motion again?
I think I'm on the next on the stack.
You are, but a point of information takes precedence. Do you not have it in front of you, Ted?
No, I don't. The only motion I have is the one that you posted a little while ago. I'm sorry, but that's the only one.
I'm going to forward this directly to LLU. Will that work?
Ted@LLU.com.
Ted@LLU.com. Just a moment. Okay, it should be on its way. It is on its way. If it doesn't get there in a few minutes, come back. Nia.
Yeah, I don't have it as yet, but my mail is always delayed, but I do have yours. Now, what our poll just mentioned, number three, I'm doing all of this from memory now.
Do you want me to send you a copy also?
Yes, please.
And,
Now, they mentioned about, I know Chris mentioned about stuffing the boxes by the LSD. Well, if it's sent to the management, then they could be accused of stuffing the ballot boxes. So I'm actually for striking that, but I'm not going to make that motion as yet.
No, that's not the sequence. You're mistaken. I'm sorry.
Okay. Our poll said number three, and like I said, I'm working from memory. So, but wherever you said, whatever number that is, when I get it from George, so forgive me. I don't think that is a reason to have that, because then one could accuse management of stuff in the ballot boxes. I think you also mentioned...
That's just a misunderstanding.
No, could I? No.
Chris, we have to let people speak, and then you'll get a chance to respond.
All
right. Fine. So if you could just jot it down, Chris, just let me do, because like I said, I'm doing all of this from memory now, so it's possible I'm confusing them. To have the waivers go to management, since they're not supposed to be involved in the election process, I don't think that we should do that. I think we should go to, if anything, the secretary of the local station board, because I would assume that each station has some kind of a mailbox. I know WBAI does have a mailbox where these things could go to. Also, I'd like to move that we postpone this and create a working group of maybe two or three of us to really flesh this out, because it sounds like Ted hasn't gotten it. I don't know about Luzette. I don't know if our poll has it, because he said number three, but I don't have it. This way we could really work on it, and we have time, because there's some things. I think he mentioned 45 days before something. That sounds by law and election compliant. I could live with that. I think we need to postpone and have a working group, two or three of us, to work on it and really come back with a policy that, you know.
You want to make a motion to postpone?
Yes, please. I'd like to make a motion to postpone.
Is there a second to that?
To have a working group of two or three people.
Is there a second to that?
Well, Chair,
Oh, you don't need a second. I'm sorry. You don't need a second in committee. My mistake.
Question on this?
Yes.
Okay. Is the member I think the member wants to form a working group and refer the motion to the working group.
Yes.
Okay. So the motion would be.
You can say my name. You don't have to say member. That's fine. You can say my name.
The motion would then be to form a working group on waivers and refer this motion to them. Okay?
Right. Because the election is over. We're not going to have another one until next year. So why rush? You know what I'm saying? Let's just get a real tight one that we could take to the Pacific National Board.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How many of us will be available to take this on? I mean,
I'm willing to do it with Chris.
A task like this.
I would be willing to do it, but I if I could speak, George, may I have the floor for a moment?
Well, Luzette has it at the moment. Luzette, were you finished?
No, I'm not.
Go ahead.
I was simply asking. This would take some time. We're now in October. The election should be all over by December, when a new board will be put in place. So while I appreciate this is not, there's no need to rush this, people can set a working group. I just wonder how many of us would be able to be on that working group.
Well, let Chris speak to it, then we'll take a vote on whether or not to do this or not, and then we'll get back to, if we do, we'll try to set up a working group. And Chris, you wanted to speak to it.
Yeah, many of the misunderstandings that some other members have expressed would be clarified if they read it, number one, because it does not call, it does not, has nothing to do with management being involved with elections. That's just where the waivers are brought to and collected so that there's a place for them to be brought to. And it doesn't say, it says the office of the general manager or designee, i.e. front desk, general manager can designate the secretary, the front desk, his executive assistant, or any, just so that there's one place where the waivers are brought to. And the general manager can designate anyone they want. They don't get put into the voter rolls from the general manager, then turns them over to the LSB for vetting. And it's only after the LSB has gone through the vetting process are they approved for entry into the subscriber list, or which then is the voting roll. And the important part is that these waiver requests are requests for voting rights in the Pacifica Foundation, and that has some, certain rules which I don't believe that we have complied with. Anyways, I have given this a lot of thought, and I wrote the motion with great precision, and I doubt that anyone can do anything but muck it up, to tell you the truth.
Okay. We're almost out of time. What I'd like to do is to take a vote on... Who said that?
I did. I mean, this doesn't mean that the only thing anyone can do is just to muck it up, because you don't know what people's abilities are and their knowledge.
I'm not objecting.
Chris, please.
Yes.
That isn't a point of order. It's a comment.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is to take a vote on whether or not to refer this to a working group. Can we do that without further discussion, or does anybody want to speak to that further? Okay,
the motion again.
The motion as it stands is, do you have it in front of you, or shall I read it again?
I don't have it in front of me, no.
Now, do you mean the motion to refer or the motion itself?
The motion itself I do not have.
Could I note for everyone that I found it in the list from July 20th? So it's there if people need to look at it. But
It's on PacGov. And
we can read it.
I guess we'll read it again. Chris, would you read it again?
Yes. Okay. Proposed rules. There are three proposed rules. Number one, all requests for waivers of membership requirements must be received by the office of the general manager or designee, i.e. front desk. That is, the general manager can designate, you know, whoever at the station. Of the station, on or before 45 days prior to the close of the general voter rolls by the election supervisor of the relevant election. This is to give time for the LSBs to...
Wait, just read it, please.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm sorry.
He is reading it, and you have it in front of you.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is to give time for the LSBs to vet the waiver requests in its normal course of business prior to the deadline as required by Section 4 above. And that is a bylaws reference. Number two, requests for waivers are requests for voting rights in the Pacifica Foundation. Accordingly, such requests must be made by the person making the request. Accordingly, such requests must be made by the person making the request and not by any third party or proxy as required by Section 7 above. That's, again, another bylaws reference. These requests may be made by mail, fax, courier service, or by hand. The request for waiver forms shall be available at the stations and for download at station websites. Number three, LSB members may assist in and facilitate individual waiver requests and vouch for requests personally known to them submitted to the station on a timely basis, but may not direct...
Well, I think it should be.
I would like to cut to the chase here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
I'm almost... A request to read it, and I'm almost finished reading it.
Please, finish reading it, Chris.
All right, can I do so without...
Please read it. Finish reading it.
Okay, number three, LSB members may assist in and facilitate individual waiver requests and vouch for requests personally known to them submitted to the station on a timely basis, but may not bring waivers directly to the LSB for approval, nor organize bulk waivers.
Okay, so that's been read. There was someone wanted to make a comment. We're out of time on this, so we need to take a vote on whether or not to forward this to committee. Arpaul, would you take the role on that?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And one second, and I'll put that in here. Okay. Nia Bediaco.
Yes, the postcard, yes.
Wesley Bethune.
It's not to postpone; it's to approve or disapprove the motion. Correct?
No. It's to instead of approving it, it's to forward it to a working group to come back with a refined version of it.
Got it. I vote no.
Christopher Condon.
No.
Brian Edwards Tekert. Sharon Luck. Roger Kilgour. Lizette King?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin? No. Sean Casey O'Brien? George Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg? Joseph Wanzala?
No.
Ted Weisgel?
No.
Okay, that's one yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no, 1 abstention.
Okay, now we're going to go to a vote on the motion itself. Would you take the roll on that?
Okay, let me just put that in here so we'll remember what it's for now. All right, let me say, when this goes into the minutes, I'm going to... is that where it says like section X above?
The correct bylaws.
More detail than that, since section this is no more above in this thing.
So, yes, very good.
That'll happen in there. And okay, on the motion itself, Nia Bediaco.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear.
No.
No. You hear me?
All right. Sorry. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tekert. Sharon F. Luck. Roger Kilgour. Lizette King.
Pass.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien. George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Ted Weisgel.
No.
Okay, going back. Lizette King?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor, 2 against.
Okay, motion passes. The next
George,
motion on...
George, Administrator, I have to leave because I have to go chair the KPFK governance meeting, the baby governance committee.
Well, thanks for your work on this, Chris.
Okay. And I wish you all the best. I support what you're doing on the next motion, but I have to go now. And thanks a lot, and it's been a pleasure.
Well, glad you're here.
Okay.
Okay. The next motion, it'll take me a moment to bring it up. You should all have it in front of you. It was sent out on PacGov. Is there anyone that doesn't have it?
What is it?
Can you send it to me, please?
Yes, it's a motion to...
what is the first three words?
The sense of the motion is that when an LSB is out of compliance with the directives of the PNB, either on a policy or a directive, that the directors of that LSB will be asked to given a hearing in front of the PNB, and should the majority of the remaining members of the PNB find their defense of what's happening at the LSB insufficient, those directors will be suspended from voting until such time as the issue involved is corrected. That is to say, the LSB comes back in compliance. So it'll take me a moment to bring it back up.
I've got it in front of me. You want me to read it aloud?
No, yes, if you would, and also would you forward it to Lizette?
I don't have her email, but let me just read it.
I'll forward
it. Pretty short. Lizette, you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, I'm reading it mainly to you. Upon notice by the chair of the PNB that an LSB refusing to execute policy or directives of the PNB, the directors of that PNB shall be given a hearing before the PNB. They may be suspended from voting at the PNB by a majority vote of the remaining directors.
Okay, so that's...
I have a question.
Well, let me motivate it first, although maybe the motivation is obvious. At the moment, our only recourse, if an LSB refuses to do what it's asked, and we've had examples of that, is that we sue them. We go to court, we get a restraining order, which is a large expense. My sense is that we need something else, and that this seems to me to be a reasonable choice. If the LSB is not willing to abide by majority rule on the PNB, then it has no business having representation as a in that democratic body, and so its representation will be canceled until such time as it is willing to abide by the votes of the body. That seems sort of fair and a reasonable response. So anyway, that's my defense. That's my reasons for it. Lizette, you wanted to speak about it.
Yes, the fundamental question here is whether such action would affect all
it would, and let me speak about that. There's no way I can think clearly what happens is that one faction, which is doesn't have a majority on the board, decides it doesn't want to go along with the majority, and some of their directors are supporting that. But I don't think we can be in the business of sifting through which directors are in which faction. I don't know how you would do that and who supports what. I mean, it just seems hopeless to try to decide that. So as it's written, essentially they would forfeit all representation on the board.
Can I say something to that?
Yes.
The fact is nearly always that the minority on the board, and in the case of WPFW, the minority would vote against any violation. And it'd be easy to tell.
What against any violation?
If the LSB were violating a rule,
yes,
or an order, nearly always, as in the case of PFW, the minority directors would vote against it.
Yes.
And so I don't think it's fair to have measure in this case.
That is to say, you could use their votes on the LSB as a means of distinguishing.
Yeah, because they might just be, the LSB might just be happy about it anyway. might just be happy that everybody is caught by the rule.
Ah. Okay. Does anybody else want to comment on that?
I want to comment. But,
this is
me too.
Okay, I'll take a stack. So Ted,
Harpal,
Nia,
Harpal.
Okay, Ted.
Yeah, your motion is not what your arguments in favor of your motion are. You're saying in your motion that they're denied the right to vote.
Right.
In your argument, you said they're denied the right to participate. So what is it?
Yeah, that was an ambiguity in my own mind. I was thinking of suspending voting, but allowing them to participate in discussion. Sort of, but one could just suspend participation also. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have it discussed on this committee, to get a sense of what you all think. As it stands, it says voting, so it doesn't say all participation.
Thank you.
Nia?
Yeah, I know in Houston, I think this came up sort of circuitously, or I guess it was more direct. If members aren't behaving appropriately, so maybe my motion should have come first before this, because if somebody is violating the bylaws, I do agree that there should be a way to deal with them, but to deny the remaining directors, which is what you have here, George, from voting, I mean, that's undemocratic. I mean, why would you punish the many for one person a violation? I'm just asking you that. I don't understand that.
There's a distinction between violating the bylaws and violating directives of the PNB. That's not the same thing. The reason that I made it the entire group, the entire LSB, was that partly practical, the difficulty of deciding who was supporting not going along and who wasn't supporting not going along, and partly out of a sense of making sort of the LSB as a whole responsible. But I hear what Luzette is saying, and I hear what you're saying, and perhaps you want to amend it. R. Paul, you're next.
Okay, a couple of things here. On the wording itself, I've changed a little bit. It says, upon notice by the chair of the PNB that an LSB is refusing to execute policy and directives of the PNB, the directives of that, it should be LSB, right? You have PNB there. Directors of that, or station, or, you know, the directors from the station.
No.
They're actually elected by a delegates assembly. So maybe the directors from that station shall be given?
Yes, that's you're correct. That's right.
Okay, the directors from that. Okay. There does need to be some means of dealing with things in Pacifica. And, yeah, we're sort of anarchic, and we're not that great with rules. But, you know, we're trying to do stuff in the real world. We have individual radio stations, and we're trying to have a network. And if enough people decide to go their own way enough times, enough different ways, we're going to collapse. And so I agree with the idea of we have to do something about that, and maybe this is it. But I'm wondering, one, has any of this been run past a lawyer? Because I don't know if it would be legal to do it precisely this way. I hope it is. But I would like to see it go by a lawyer. And two, so if you suspend them, what happens? Okay, you've suspended their right, that station's right to have a vote on the PNB, or maybe
That's right.
even participate on the PNB. What happens if they then retaliate by saying, well, we're not going to send in any central services fees? You know, what if it escalates? You got to think ahead.
Well, that's a decision of the general manager. The board really can't do that. And the executive director can handle that, and the executive director has authority over the general manager. So I don't think that that's a problem. That particular response is not a problem.
Okay, that was just a fast off the top of the head. But what if the LSB then escalates and does something else, you know?
Well, I mean, if they're willing to, I mean, at some point, the bottom line is we can get an injunction, or we can get a lawsuit against them, or, you know, go that direction. But there may be further steps when one wants to. This was what I sort of thought was a kind of a appropriate first step towards trying to get compliance.
All right. So basically, this
Vajra Kilgour.
Hi, Roger.
This is the proposal, and we'll sort of see what happens if this passes, if it's adopted by the PNB, and if a situation arises that calls this into effect, we'll see what happens after it's done, which may be the only way we can do it.
Lizette, you want to be on?
And then Nia, please.
I want to say something.
Okay, and then Nia?
Yeah, although I have some reservation about holding everybody accountable, I think it is time for the PNB to exert its authority over what is deemed to be a committee. And I agree with you. If the LSB does not comply, then you do you take another route. And I'm thinking specifically about the example of PFW where the LSB was holding on to ballots that belonged to the network, and the chair came to the meeting and dared the PNB to come and get it. And surely we should be doing something about things like that. So although I have reservations, this is a motion I will be voting for.
I'd like to be on the stack. This is Ted.
Nia, then Ted.
Yeah, I understand the plight, but I don't think we should be making these things just based on one-off situations, because at some point in the future, the shoe could be on the other foot. I think that we need to refer this to council, because in Houston, Ricardo DeAnda said that we cannot suspend the right of a station. There are different ways of dealing with this. You can make a motion to suspend a member who does something that's improper. You know, but there are other ways of going about this. So I think I would like to move that this be referred to Foundation Council for an opinion, and then we discuss it. I don't want to vote on something and then we have to go back again and discuss it. Let's get his opinion on it.
Okay, can we speak to that question then, of whether to refer it to council before going further? Ted, did you want to speak to that, or shall I start a new stack?
No, I will. I'll speak to that. And that is, unfortunately, council almost always does not know jack about Robert's Rules of Order. And Robert's Rules of Order, Chapter 20, already addresses disciplinary procedures and gives the PNB the right to have such a hearing, whether this motion passes or not.
Is that right? Would you like to read that to us?
It's a little long.
Well, maybe then we'll look at it then.
Yeah.
So you're saying that not only is it legal, but it's actually in Robert's rules that we can do.
And virtually every lawyer that I've ever met does not know Robert's Rules of Order. It's not something that they study in law school.
Okay. So. You're speaking against it, I guess, then. And would you give us the section, chapter, and verse?
Let me just read you a little bit, and you can stop me anywhere along the way, okay?
You've got 2 minutes.
It says, off offenses elsewhere than in a meeting, semicolon, trials. If there is an article on discipline in the bylaws, it may specify a number of offenses outside meetings for which penalties listed on page 624.
I'm sorry, I can't. Who's the second person speaking?
It's not like somebody has somebody conferenced. There was someone else speaking. The person just answered.
Who was it? Joy Moore? This is a governance committee meeting, Joy.
She sounds like somebody's voice I recognize.
Okay. Ted, cut to the chase on this if you can.
Okay. If improper conduct by a member of a society occurs elsewhere than at a meeting, the members generally have no firsthand knowledge of the case. Therefore, if disciplinary action is to be taken, charges must be preferred and a formal trial held before the assembly of the society or before a committee, standing or special, which should be required to report its findings and recommendations to the assembly for action.
Okay.
And then it goes on to talk about rights of the society and the accused, steps in a fair disciplinary process, and the next six or seven or eight pages. And then we have a committee on discipline as a possibility, and remedies against misconduct or dereliction of duty in office, and that's how it ends.
Okay.
I'd like to get back on this, Jack, George, after
let me see if there's anybody else that wants to speak to your motion. What's on the floor is a motion to refer this to legal counsel for a recommendation. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to that? Okay, hearing none, Nia, it's your turn.
So based on what Ted just read, we can put that in there, have legal counsel look at that, take a look at the bylaws just to make sure that we're doing everything properly. As a governance committee, I don't see the harm. You know, why rush? Let's just try to do it correctly. Tell Ricardo to go to whatever section Ted just read and read the bylaws, and then it's his responsibility to come back with a proper opinion.
Okay. Does anyone want to speak against forwarding it to a lawyer? To Ricardo.
I do.
Lizette, go ahead.
Yeah. I think the bylaws are very plain. I don't know much about Robert's rules, but the bylaws are clear. Well, when I read it last time in Texas. The bylaws is something about, first of all, the LSB is created by the bylaws as a committee of the PNB. And according to the bylaws, again, I think this Article 7, the PNB can delegate other authority to it, which it can take away. Now, there is some discrepancy as to whether the PNB can take away all of the authority, whether the ones that it delegates to it beyond that which is delegated in the bylaws, or whether it just can only take away the authorized one and not the ones that it inherits from the bylaws, which is things like recruiting and evaluating the GM and being responsible for proposing a budget to the PNB.
Let me speak to this. I mean, the only thing it takes away is voting rights of the directors on the PNB, and as far as I can see, there's nothing in the bylaws that prevent that. If there's no one else wants to speak on this, I'd like to take a vote on whether or not to refer this to council. Arpaul, would you go ahead and call the roll?
Okay. One second.
George, this is Nia. Could I ask for a recorded vote, please?
Oh, it's all recorded. Arpaul is going to call the roll.
Okay.
No. In the record, rather than just saying 6474, but a roll call vote noted.
I don't quite understand what you're asking for. I mean, it's a roll call.
I understand, George. Roll call. Usually, when we're on the telephone, we do not say how people vote. We just count them and give the votes by numbers. And Nia is asking that the names be registered for or against.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. This committee actually addressed this issue a couple of years ago, and the committee voted that roll calls would not be put into the record. So we would have to, in order to put one in, we'd have to agree to it. Now, if everybody agrees to it, we can do it. But the policy of the committee was already that the minutes would not contain the roll call votes.
Okay.
So, I mean,
a point of information, George?
Yes.
Could I ask ARPO why they had to make that rule?
They made that rule because other people said it would make the minutes confusing because we have votes and they would be in there, and people said it would make the minutes confusing if there were these big blocks of text showing the roll call votes. That's what I remember the argument being. I'm neutral on this.
Even if we approve this, it goes forward to the PNB, and I presume it informed the PNB. So if anyone requests on the PNB, I will get the list from our poll, say who. Well, no, I can't do that, Arpal. I mean, I think we need permission of the rest of the committee, since it's already been a vote of the committee. I think we need Nia. If you want to, if you want to go ahead with it, keeping track of for forwarding purposes. It's always going to be on the screen, the stream, but keeping track of for forwarding purposes the vote. Then I think we need approval of the rest of the committee.
Well, I didn't say it was for forwarding purposes. I said to just do a roll call vote. This is just recording it. I mean, you know, because people get blamed for a lot of things, you know, and I just want to make sure that our votes get recorded. That's the only reason why I asked for a roll call vote. I did not know that there was a rule, because normally when you ask for a roll call vote, it's always given. It's never challenged. So this is my first time in Pacifica hearing that a committee made a special rule just for that committee that you don't do roll call votes.
Paul, would you call the roll on this vote, which is to whether or not to forward it to the lawyer?
Could I just say, no, there is no rule against roll call votes, and all votes are in fact recorded. I have a record of every one of them. It was just not to put this stuff in a minute. But okay, now I will call the roll on a motion to refer this motion to the Foundation Council. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon.
Is that it?
Brian Edwards Tiekert. Sherna Gluck. Madra Kilgour.
Yes.
Luzette King.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Sean Casey O'Brien. George Ryder.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg, Joseph Wanzala.
No.
Ted Weisgel.
No.
Back are Paul Martin. I think I'm the only one. No. Okay, so that is 1, 2, 3 in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 against.
Okay. We're out of time on the motion as a whole, so I'd like to call the roll call on the motion as a whole.
Okay. Give me one second here. I'm pushing the button. Okay, and this is... All right, I just have to get a little piece of the motion and put it someplace so that we will be absolutely certain of what we are voting on here. 100 years from now, and people look all of this up. All right. We're voting on the main motion now. Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Abstain.
Christopher Condon. Brian Edwards Tiekert. Sherna Blupp. Madra Kilgour. No. Lizette King?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien? George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Joseph Bonzala?
Yes.
Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion passes. The next motion on the agenda is motion to what to do about, well, is a motion or a discussion? Nia, do you have a motion ready to put before us, or you want to discuss what to do when an LSB violates the bylaws?
Yeah, I think we need to have that discussion first,
okay.
And then I'll
okay.
Maybe one of us will come up with a motion. But the reason for this is that there are LSBs who knowingly violate the bylaws. I mean, during a meeting, there's something, and you say it's according to article whatever, so and so and so and so, and then the person will just definitely, the chair will just say, well, it's out of order, or just keep on rolling. And I think that we cannot continue to do that. So there needs to be something. I haven't quite thought of what it should be. What we should try to do to coach LSBs and their chairs to absolutely encourage members of the majority to uphold the bylaws and not violate them.
What did you put on the stack for this?
Ted, Luzette, I'm going to put myself on. Anybody else? Okay, Ted, go ahead.
I think I previously requested that the national board agendas include reports from the committees of the national board, specifically each of the local stations. And the bylaws say that each of the 5 stations are committees of the national board, and anything that one of those committees does can include either approval or I guess they can just ignore it and let it go through, but basically the national board has the authority to approve actions by each local station board, but when they don't include local station board reports at each one of the at least quarterly meetings of the national board, then there's no way to hear what the local station boards have done. So I think that would solve significantly the problem. And what I also think I put in writing and sent to you, George, I can't remember where it went, but maybe I sent it to PacGov, but it was that if the local station, if the national board meeting is held, for instance, here in Houston, then the local board chair would give the report. If the meeting was held in another city, then someone in that delegation would be given the responsibility for giving the report, and others would be allowed to give minority reports following the protocols in Roberts for minority reports.
Okay. Luzette?
I think the suggestion just put on the floor is a very good one. However, there is evidence to show that it wouldn't work. Again, in our meeting in New York, the chair came along and gave a report. As a matter of fact, one of the PNB members was the one who was the one who asked that the chair of PFW gave a report, and the report was full. It was vile, just talking about personalities, and I'm not sure that's the kind of report we want. The other issue that we need to be taken on board is where the bylaws make a distinction between the delegates assembly and the LSB.